Chapter 12. Sigil.
You might get the idea that Andy and I have an unhealthy relationship with fire, but you would be wrong. Fire is simply a tool to be used responsibly, like a hammer or a car or a train. We never start a fire just to watch something burn. We use it to accomplish definite goals, like to stay warm. For example, we started the fire in the treehouse for a very important purpose. Andy's foot was cold and wet, and we had to do something about it. True, the fire did not work out as planned, but sometimes you just can't control the way things go. What happened at the Tuttle place was another example of that. And that's all I have to say about that. Although art is my worst subject at school, I don't hate it. In fact, I'm quite interested in lettering. I've been working on the sigil. The idea of combining our initials into one symbolic design started back at the Tuttle place. A few weeks after that, I added serifs to the letters and came up with a more refined version. Since then, I've been using my time in art class to improve the design. Mrs. Velko is quite patient with me, although she's constantly telling me to draw from the heart. I am drawing from the heart, I say. You could liven up your lines, Douglas. Hold the pen loosely. Let your hand talk to the paper. Like many of my teachers, Mrs. Velko is completely insane. What I enjoy doing is changing my design one parameter at a time. For instance, I recently completed an outlined version that I find quite interesting. I think it looks like an ancient Celtic rune, or maybe the logo of a corporation run by elves. I'm working now on one in yellow and blue, our school colors. I'm planning on giving it to Andy to hang on his wall. The sigil is an expression of my theory about focus. I've found that doing one thing over and over for a long period of time can be extremely satisfying. I try to explain this to Mrs. Velko. That's all very well, Douglas, but what we are doing here in this class is learning how to do new things. Everyone else in class is working on their clay sculptures, and here you are painting your symbol.
It's not a symbol. It's a sigil.
Well, I want you to put your sigil away for now and get yourself some clay and try something new.
Yes, Mrs. Velko, I say politely. So I scoop some clay from the plastic bin at the back of the room and use a rolling pin to flatten it into a slab about 1 inch thick. I then trace the outline of the sigil on its surface and begin to carve. A few minutes later, Mrs. Velko stops by to see how I'm doing. The sound of her sigh is like air rushing out of a punctured balloon.
Well, Douglas, I see you have found your muse.
What does that mean? She shakes her head.
Are you ever going to share with us the meaning of that device?
It's not a device. It's a sigil.
I see, she said.
Although it's perfectly clear to me that she doesn't understand a thing.